This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So, imagine you're throwing this, like, massive promotional party for your business.
Oh, right, the big blowout.
Yeah, exactly. You rent out an expensive venue, you send out, you know, thousands of targeted invitations, you hire catering, the works, and on the night of the event, the doors open and this huge crowd pours in.
Sounds great so far.
Right. The place is absolutely packed wall to wall. You feel like an absolute genius.
Yeah, you're looking around thinking, well, we really nailed the marketing on this one.
Exactly. But then you start actually watching the crowd. And they're drinking all your free bottled water. They're, you know, using the restrooms, taking the complimentary mints. And then,
let me guess, they leave.
They're walking right out the back door without buying a single ticket or product. Nothing. I mean, you paid a fortune for all this foot traffic, but you didn't attract a single actual buyer.
It's a brutal realization, honestly, especially when the initial rush of seeing a full room makes you feel like the strategy is just working perfectly.
Yeah, and that disconnect, that like feeling of a packed room that generates zero actual revenue, is exactly what we are getting into today. So, welcome to the Deep Dive. We are thrilled to have you joining us, sitting right here at the table, as we unpack what has to be, honestly, the most provocative business concept we've seen this year.
It really is. It flips everything on its head.
It does. Because our mission today is to explore this massive shift for business leaders and marketers in 2026. We're looking at why having more website traffic, which is, you know, something we've all been conditioned to view as the ultimate victory metric, is suddenly a massive glaring warning sign.
Right. And flipping decades of conventional business wisdom completely upside down is, well, it's never easy.
Yeah.
But that is exactly what we are doing today.
Yeah.
We're drawing from this really fascinating piece by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing. The article is titled, Why More Traffic is a Dangerous Goal for Your Business in 2026.
Catchy title.
Yeah. And the foundational premise we are going to explore is the absolute necessity of separating vanity metrics from actual bankable revenue in the age of AI.
Okay, let's unpack this because, I mean, for as long as digital marketing has existed, we've been trained to celebrate the upward trending graph. Like, if impressions are up, if site visits are skyrocketing, the marketing department is popping champagne.
Oh, absolutely. High fives all around.
Right. But the central paradox of this Double Dome piece is that in 2026, those skyrocketing website visits might actually mean your business is actively bleeding money.
Yeah. And to understand how to succeed in the current landscape, we first have to take a really hard look at the mechanics of why the old strategies are actively harming businesses today.
Right.
The author paints this very vivid and frankly very common scenario of a frustrated CEO trying to like make sense of conflicting data.
Oh man, this scenario hit hard. Let's look at this CEO. They're staring at their monthly marketing dashboards, right? The lines on the graph are all pointing up and to the right. Impressions are at an all-time high. Website traffic has never been better.
Sounds like a dream.
Right. But then they open up their CRM and their revenue needle hasn't budged a single inch. I mean, sales are completely flat.
Yeah. And what's fascinating here is that if we connect this to the bigger picture, for a CEO whose entire job is focused on scaling a predictable system, a dashboard that says you're winning while your bank account says you're stagnating is a massive red flag.
Oh, a huge red flag.
The psychological trap here is just profound. Business leaders, they love vanity metrics because they're incredibly easy to manipulate, right?
Totally.
And they provide this illusion of momentum. In the 2022 playbook, there was a mathematical certainty to that momentum. A 10% increase in website visitors reliably and consistently equaled a 10% increase in sales opportunities.
But the source material explicitly states that this specific mathematical relationship is now completely severed.
Broken beyond repair. I mean, holding on to that legacy sort of traffic-first mindset today creates a dangerous false sense of security.
It makes you feel good while you're actually losing.
Exactly. It makes a company feel like it's growing, but in reality, it's actively draining the marketing budget. The danger of this more is better approach in 2026 is that businesses are paying premium prices for low intent information seekers and, frankly, automated bot clicks.
Which goes right back to that promotional party analogy. You're paying a premium to fill the room with people who just want the free water.
Yeah. And the author makes a crucial distinction here about how businesses are actually acquiring this traffic. They contrast the concept of renting growth from platforms like Google Ads versus owning the market.
Renting versus owning.
Right. When you are operating on a pure traffic-first model, just buying clicks in 2026, you're merely renting that crowded room of water drinkers. The literal second you stop feeding the ad machine, the room empties out.
And you have nothing to show for.
Zero structural equity. Oh, yeah, for all the money you spent.
So if a CEO accepts that this massive influx of traffic is suddenly useless, the obvious question becomes, where did all the high-quality buyers actually go?
Right.
I mean, the people who used to convert from those clicks didn't just vanish into thin air?
No, they certainly didn't vanish. But their behavioral patterns for finding information have fundamentally mutated. The technological shift driving all of this is the mainstream integration of SGE, or Search Generative Experience, and, you know, advanced AI models like ChatGPT into the daily workflow of the average buyer.
And this is where The Source introduces the concept of the zero-click search. I found the mechanics of this so fascinating.
It's a game changer.
Right. Basically, when a prospect goes online and asks a question today, the AI doesn't just hand them a list of 10 possible websites to go read.
No, no more 10 blue links.
Exactly. It acts like an incredibly fast, highly synthesizing research assistant. It reads all those articles in milliseconds and provides a comprehensive, synthesized answer immediately right there on the search page.
Yeah, the user extracts all the value they need without ever leaving the search interface. They don't need to click through to some, you know, beautifully designed corporate website to read a top 10 tips blog post anymore.
The query is satisfied instantly.
Instantly, yeah.
And according to DoubleDome, this specific shift has created something they call the AI slump. The direct result of the zero-click search is that roughly 50% of traditional search traffic has just evaporated.
Just gone.
Because the AI satisfies 50% of search intent right on the page, so those clicks never even happen.
And that evaporation completely shatters the old traffic volume model.
Okay, wait. Losing half of your total audience sounds like an absolute nightmare scenario for literally any business on earth. How does the author argue that a CEO should just comfortably ignore 50% of their historical audience?
I know, it sounds crazy, right?
That feels like surrendering market share.
Well, what's fascinating here is that the author demands a complete reframing of what that 50% actually represents. It's not a loss of market share. It is a vital, necessary filter.
This filter.
Yeah. The 50% of traffic that disappeared into the SGE void,
yeah,
those were the top-of-funnel information seekers. They were the free water drinkers from your party.
Oh, okay.
They were researching, browsing, and, you know, kicking tires, but they were never going to buy from you in that session anyway.
Ah, I see. So the 50% that is gone is simply the top-of-funnel fluff.
Exactly. And if a marketing department is still actively trying to optimize a website to capture those people, they're fighting a brutal, expensive war over a shrinking pie of essentially worthless attention.
Wow.
The strategy for 2026 is to pivot entirely to the remaining 50%. The Source labels these the precision leads.
Precision leads. Let's define the behavior of that specific user.
Sure. So these are the bottom of funnel users. They are the ones who read that beautifully summarized AI answer on the search page. They absorb the baseline data. And then they specifically hit a wall of complexity.
Okay.
They think to themselves, okay, I understand the basics now, thanks to the AI, but my specific problem requires nuance. I need the actual human expert behind this data to execute this for me.
That is a massive operational distinction. So the AI is handling the basic education phase of the buyer journey entirely offsite.
Exactly.
And the people who still actually click through to a website are the ones who have outgrown the AI's basic help. They already know what they want, they likely have a budget approved, and they're actively looking for a professional to implement it.
You nailed it. And because the entire business goal has shifted to capturing only those high-intent precision leads, companies have to entirely restructure the fundamental architecture and purpose of their website.
Which brings up the transition from running a traffic engine to building a trust engine. The Source is, well, they're very blunt about moving beyond what they call the fluff filter.
Oh, yeah. They don't pull punches.
No. They point out that business leaders have zero patience left for marketing agency jargon. I mean, they don't want to sit in a quarterly review and hear about algorithm updates or crawl budgets or bounce rates.
Yeah, the tolerance for vanity metrics is just completely gone.
Yeah.
A CEO wants a dashboard that speaks the uncompromising language of business. They want it to clearly display, we spent X amount of dollars and we generated Y amount of validated revenue.
And to achieve that level of uncompromising clarity, the Source declares the death of the blue links. For the last two decades, the ultimate victory in digital marketing was fighting your way to be the number one blue link on a traditional search engine results page.
Right, the holy grail.
But in 2026, being number one on a static list of links is completely secondary. The new objective is becoming what the author calls the preferred answer.
And this is really the crux of the entire paradigm shift. When a high-intent buyer uses an AI model like Google Gemini or ChatGPT to find a specialized service provider, those AI models do not just randomly pull a website from a hat.
No.
They recommend service providers based on an incredibly complex analysis of verified authority and structured data.
Here's where it gets really interesting for me. Instead of putting up a giant expensive billboard on the highway and just hoping anyone who drives by happens to see it,
right.
You are now trying to win the personal recommendation of an incredibly strict, highly informed concierge. And this concierge only refers the absolute best, most verified experts to their wealthy clients.
That concierge metaphor is brilliant because it highlights the change in audience. You aren't marketing to the masses anymore. Your primary audience is the AI concierge itself.
Wow. Yeah.
And persuading an AI requires a complete shift in content style. The source contrasts the legacy approach, which was essentially SEO fluff written for bots, where an article would just stuff the same keyword into paragraphs 50 times.
Yes, we've all read those.
Right. But it contrasts that with the 2026 necessity of human-first expert insights.
Because the AI concierge can spot that keyword fluff a mile away and ignores it.
It's ruthless about spotting that fluff. The AI doesn't need you to explain the basic definition of a concept. It already has that in its training data.
Yeah.
What it needs and what it fundamentally respects when making a recommendation is authority. Verified, deep human expertise that brings new perspective is the only currency that AI models value when they are deciding who gets to be the preferred answer.
Conceptually, that makes perfect sense. Every business wants to be the verified expert recommended by the strict AI concierge.
And naturally.
But understanding the need for this trust engine conceptually is one thing. Actually building it mechanically is another.
Yes. The how is important here.
DoubleDome provides a very specific three-pillar technical backbone for how a business executes this AI-ready growth plan.
And these three pillars are where the philosophy actually meets the pavement. They outline the mechanical execution of a trust engine.
Okay, let's dive into the mechanics of pillar one, entity-based authority. The source says this requires moving away from traditional keyword targeting and focusing heavily on something called information gain. And I want to pause on that term, information gain.
Information gain is a critical concept in modern search architecture. In simple terms, it means you have to provide unique, high-value data, proprietary research, or highly specific case studies that the AI tools are essentially forced to cite because that information does not exist anywhere else in their training data.
So it's not about summarizing what's already out there better than the next guy. It's about being the primary source.
Yes, exactly. If a company publishes a blog post that just repeats the same industry consensus everyone else is saying, the AI has absolutely no reason to cite them.
Why would it?
Right, the LLM already knows the consensus. To build entity-based authority, a business has to bring net new insights to the table. When the AI synthesizes an answer for a user and realizes it needs your specific proprietary data to make the answer complete, you become the preferred answer.
Which forces businesses to actually be thought leaders instead of just pretending to be. So once you've proven that information gain and the AI recommends you, the user clicks. That brings us to pillar two. Conversion-first architecture.
Yeah.
The source stresses that ensuring the 50% of people who do click those highly valuable precision leads are met with a frictionless path to closing a deal.
Because remember, the mindset of this user, they've bypassed the AI's basic education. They are ready to act.
Right. They have a budget and a need.
Exactly. So if they click through and land on a generic, confusing homepage that forces them to hunt through three different drop-down menus just to find a consultation booking form, they will bounce immediately.
The website can't just be a digital brochure anymore. It has to be a highly efficient closing mechanism.
It has to anticipate the specific complex need that drove them past the AI and offer an immediate, frictionless solution.
Which leads into the final and arguably most complex piece, pillar three, closed-loop transparency. The source mentions utilizing server-side tracking to block bot click waste and prove the exact origin of high-quality leads.
This is where we solve the CEO's dashboard problem.
Okay, hold on. So what does this all mean? I have to call a timeout here.
Okay, what's up?
The author started this whole piece by saying, we need to cut the technical marketing jargon and just focus on revenue. But then they introduce server-side tracking. Aren't we just trading 2022 SEO jargon for 2026 AI jargon? How does this specific technical mechanism actually help that frustrated CEO stop bleeding money?
This raises an important question because, you know, it does sound like a contradiction to ban jargon and then use a term like server-side tracking.
A bit, yeah.
But the mechanism behind it is actually the silver bullet for vanity metrics. To understand why it's necessary, we have to look at how tracking used to work. Mm-hmm. Historically, marketing data relied on client-side tracking.
Yeah.
That means dropping a cookie into the user's web browser to follow what they do.
Ah, the classic internet cookie.
Right. The problem in 2026 is that automated bots, ad fraud scripts, and, you know, low-quality traffic generators are incredibly good at faking client-side data. They can mimic a human browser perfectly, which inflates your impression counts, drains your pay-per-click ad budget, and basically ruins your analytics.
Giving the CEO that false dashboard showing massive traffic.
Exactly. Server-side tracking completely bypasses the user's browser. Instead of relying on a fragile cookie, the tracking verification is moved directly to your company's actual web server.
Oh, I see.
When a click happens, your server communicates directly with the advertising platform server, say Google or Meta. If a bot clicks an ad, your server instantly flags that the behavioral data doesn't match a real human and effectively blocks that fake data from ever registering in your CRM or draining your budget.
That makes total sense. So it's like moving the security checkpoint from the chaotic front door of the club where anyone with a fake ID can slip by,
right,
to an impenetrable vault in the back room where only verified transactions are processed.
That's exactly it. By implementing that specific mechanism, a business achieves absolute ROI tracking. You know exactly, with zero guesswork, where every single dollar of actual profit originated, and you're totally immune to the bot click waste that plagued the old traffic first model.
Stripping away all the technical labels, the three pillars just represent the core business values CEOs have been demanding for years.
Yep.
You build information gains so the AI is forced to recommend you. You build conversion architecture so the human easily buys from you. And you build server-side tracking so the data never lies to you.
The execution certainly requires complex technical mechanics, but the strategic outcome is beautifully simple. You stop renting cheap attention and you start owning your market authority.
Owning the market authority, that is a powerful, clarifying shift in perspective. Bringing this all together, the fundamental shift detailed in the Double Dome source today is that businesses have to categorically stop chasing the empty calories of raw clicks. The 2022 playbook of more traffic automatically equals more revenue is dead.
Completely dead.
Rendered obsolete by SGE's ability to answer basic informational questions instantly.
Yeah, and by embracing an AI-ready growth plan, a company stops obsessing over the 50% of people who just wanted free information. Instead, they build a trust engine, meticulously designed to capture the high-intent, precision leads. It's about building a system that delivers actual, verified buyers to your door while you sleep.
We want to turn this back to you, sitting here listening to this deep dive. It's time to take a hard look at your own dashboards, your own metrics, and the strategic assumptions you rely on. Are you still operating your business or managing your department on that broken 2022 playbook?
It's a tough question to ask.
It is. Are you still fighting tooth and nail, spending budget on top of funnel fluff, throwing expensive parties for people who just want the free water? Or are you investing the resources to become the verified, undeniable human expert in the room?
It requires a deeply honest internal audit of what you actually value as a metric of success. But before we wrap up today, I want to leave you with a final thought to really mull over, extending beyond the source material.
I love these. Let's hear it.
We've established that AI is currently perfectly handling the top 50% of the sales funnel by answering basic questions, and we are optimizing our entire business architecture to capture the bottom 50%, the precision leads, who bypass the AI because they specifically want a human expert to handle their complex high-stakes needs.
Because the human touch remains the premium, highly paid product.
For now. But if we project this trajectory forward, What happens to the whole concept of a trust engine when AI inevitably evolves to the point where it becomes capable of negotiating, customizing, and executing those complex bottom-of-the-funnel contracts too?
Oh, wow.
Right. At what point does the human expert become obsolete, even to those highly qualified precision leads?
Oof. If AI becomes the concierge and the absolute expert, where does that leave the human business owner? That is something to seriously think about the next time you look down at your analytics dashboard, wondering if you're actually building long-term equity or just enjoying the illusion of a packed room. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.